Hello, this is Jacqueline B talking about overwhelm. Business people often talk to me about overwhelm, especially business leaders of small organisations who have a lot of hats to wear, a lot of plates to spin. I can't think of any more metaphors to use, so I'll stop there. But really, what they're doing is doing lots of things and they don't feel can fit into the time they have available to do it. And something usually suffers. They usually either feel that they have less home life than they want, or they're not doing some of those things as well as they might, or the business is suffering because their focus is not in a particular place, or their team is suffering because they feel neglected. And a number of, a list really of things that could be happening to that person. And what we do is we look at overwhelm compared to overworked, and the two are very different things. So once you've identified the distinction, if somebody is overworked, the answer is pretty straightforward. You're overworked, you need to delegate some work, you need to outsource some of your work, you need to not do some of the things that you're doing, you need to prioritise, you need to change the way you're doing things. Again, an endless list of the things that you can do about being overworked, which is a genuine phenomenon for small business owners. Well, for all of us, actually, for everyone. And if you compare that to overwhelm, overwhelm is when somebody feels like they've got too much on. It's when they feel pressured. It's when they feel like they never get done in time the things that they need to get done in time. So they go through this cycle of feeling pressured and then feeling relieved. And overwhelm is really straightforward to deal with. So for overwhelm, it's about looking at what are you thinking about the things that you've got to do. If you viewed it differently, would it change? Is there an element of overwork there, or is it the way that you're looking at it at the moment? I hope that's helpful, and thank you for listening.